Mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Many of the homilies this summer session have been based on texts that are particularly applicable to pastors, teachers, and missionaries in Christ's church. We have been reminded that God so loved, we did not see him. He qualified us to be workers in his church. The text this morning provides us with an additional opportunity to examine our lives as God's servants in the light of his holy word. The obvious theme is provided by 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Godliness with contentment is great joy. The mirror of the material world around us is a continual source of temptation. Commercials on radio and television, ads in magazines and newspapers constantly ask the question, why are you satisfied? Buy my brand of paper towel. It is more absorbent and stronger than any other brand. Buy my cleanser. It works better and faster than the one you are using. Buy my automobile. It's more luxurious and more efficient than your present one. Somehow, subtly, however, the direction of the question shifts. Why are you satisfied with your present assignment? Why are you satisfied with your salary, with your status in life? In our text, the Apostle Paul, in effect, asks a different question. He asks us, as Christians, why aren't you satisfied? God daily supplies our need for food, clothing, and shelter. It is true that sometimes we may have to eat hamburger mixed with hamburger helper instead of steak. The menu may include all meat hot dogs instead of roast beef, peanut butter instead of caviar. But these too are gifts from God. God has provided us with necessary clothing for ourselves and for our families, as well as shelter for our heads, appropriate for our needs. In his explanation of the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, Luther reminds us that while God gives daily bread indeed without our prayer, we as Christians are to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What about the spiritual blessings and benefits God has poured out upon us? In holy baptism, we were tied in to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God claimed us as his very own. The Holy Scriptures bring us God's expectations for us, as well as his intentions and his promises. God's word assures us the forgiveness of all of our sins through his Son. The word of God informs us that in Christ Jesus, we as Christians have been freed from the curse of the law. His word further instructs us how we are to use this freedom to glorify God as we serve him and serve one another. In the Lord's Supper, the Lord himself feeds us with his very body and his very blood to assure us that we are his possession, to strengthen us in our faith toward him and in our commitment to his service. We have been called into the Holy Christian Church, the fellowship of believers in Christ. We are already eternally alive and look forward to a glorious future in the church triumphant. The Father and the Son have given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, who daily enlightens us and empowers us as we make use of the means of grace God has given us. What more do we need? He who knew us even before the creation of the world knows who we are. He knows our address. He has promised to provide us with every necessary physical, spiritual, and eternal blessing through Jesus Christ. Godliness with contentment is great gain. It frees us from worry and fear. It disentangles us from the world and gives us more time and energy for the work God has called us to do, the work of studying, preaching, teaching, witnessing, and serving. assignment in Christ's church is too insignificant for us as we serve Him who washed His disciples' feet and then went on to suffer and to die for us, that we might be His own forever. In Jesus' name.